This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith of today, Hadith al-Nawas ibn Sam'an.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس أخرجه مسلم. Narrated نواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, I asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم about البر and إثم, piety. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Bir is good character, and ithm is what you hide in your chest and you dislike that it is known to people. Narrated by Muslim.
This hadith, Hadith al-Nawas ibn Sam'an or Sim'an, okay? And Sim'an is the most famous way of pronouncing it. And Ibn al-Athir rahimahullah said with kasra, sim'an. But also sam'an is correct. Sam'an ibn Khalid, or Sim'an ibn Khalid, his father came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prayed for him, and Nawas, his father, fada'alah. وأهدا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعليني فقبلهما. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was given a gift from a Nawas father, Sam'an, and it was a pair of shoes. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم accepted it from him. And it's been said that he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله لا أزوجنك أجمل نساء العرب. When he saw the Prophet, he said, I will marry you to the most beautiful woman among all the Arabs in the Arab Peninsula. Then he gave the Prophet ﷺ his own sister. فزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخته. He said, my sister is the wife that I have for you. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, and she was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would enter into her room, and he approached her to greet her. She said, A'udhu billahi mink, or A'udhu billah, I seek refuge with Allah. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد تعوذت بعظيم فالحقي بأهلك. He said that you have asked protection from the most protector, from the greatest one. So go to your family. Go to your family. And this is known as المتعوذة. المتعوذة. The one who said, A'udhu Billah. And there is a big debate between the scholars, who's that woman exactly? Is it the sister of Sim'an or other woman? There is many different opinions, but what I just told you is what Ibn Abdul Barr, who's a great scholar in Hadith, said. And there is something to be said here. Even though she is beautiful, she's attractive, she's this, she's that, but the manners, the tongue, what make you or break you. No matter how beautiful you are, no matter how handsome you are, no matter how good looking you are, if you don't know how to say things correct, if you're like rude, disrespectful, you say the wrong words, you can turn people off and turn people away. أيضا يبين لك كيف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صاحب كرامة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is a very dignified person. He didn't just, let it go just because of her beauty or because of a lust or because of interest in marrying this woman. Now, somebody don't respect me, don't stay with me. Somebody do not understand the value of me, don't deserve to be in my company. Somebody show no respect for me, cannot be my partner in life. من لطيف ما قيل في قول الله تعالى ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لم فضوا من حولك. If you were mean and aggressive and rude, they will run away from you, the companions. قيل أن هذه الآية هي في فضل الصحابة. This verse talk about the virtue of the companions, not talk about the Prophet ﷺ's good manners, talk about the companions. How? كيف تكون هذه الآية في فضل الصحابة؟ Because Allah said, if you, ya Muhammad, were to be mean and rude, they will leave you. Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, people of dignity, they will not be around someone who humiliated them. They will not be around someone who was rude to them, who's not respectful to them. They have so much dignity and honor for themselves that they will not agree to be in a position where they are humiliated, no matter what the person is. Even if that person has the knowledge like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you see today, some people, subhanAllah, like to be around those who humiliate them. Yani there is people like that. Yani you humiliate them and you be mean to them and arrogance and you don't treat them nice. Okay? They will be all around you and like, you know, showing respect and all the time with you. And they don't, yani they will be very loyal to you. You are nice and down to earth and you treat them like, you know, like the same way you treat yourself or your own brothers, they will be yani not happy. And it is sad. Anyway, in Nuwas ibn Sim'an al-Kilabi, reported 17 hadith. He lived in Sham and died in it. He said that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam عن البر والإثم. I asked the Prophet about al-bir. Some people say virtue, the good. I will tell you what al-bir means. And al-ithm. Al-ithm, the evil deed, the sins. I asked the Prophet about these two. So he told me, al-bir, it is the good manners, the good morals, husnul khuluq. Whereas sinful, or sins, or evil conduct, is that which turns in your heart. What turns in your heart? Which is not subtle. Which is in your heart, you're not comfortable. When you do it, you feel in your heart, this does not sound right, doesn't feel correct. Make you very uncomfortable. And you dislike that it would be disclosed to other people. You hate that people will see you doing it. You dislike people to be aware of what you have done. He said, that's what a sin is. هذا الحديث reported by Muslim and also Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi and al-Hakim في المستدرك and others. Yes. You know what to do like last week. Jazakallah. Yeah. How many you gotta get? For who? The word al-bir, I will tell you more about what it means, but generally speaking here, al-khayr. اسم جامع لكل خير. Al-bir, it means the best of goodness. The best of goodness. The best of the best. The best of the good things. طيب سؤال. Question.
what is the best good thing that you can ever have or can ever happen to you? Huh? Wealth. Is there anything more in value than wealth? Good wife. Anything better than good wife? Good, not in this life. Money. Guidance. Faith. Faith is the most important thing. It's the most blessed thing. That's right. Al-Iman is the best good thing can happen to you. طيب. Al-Birr, the best of the goodness. يعني the best of Iman. Because faith and Iman is not one level. فإذا قيل البر معناه أعلى درجات الإيمان. Is the best level and the highest level of Iman. The highest level of faith, which is we call التقوى, الإحسان, كمال الإيمان, to perfect your Iman, to perfect your religion. So al-birr, it is a very interesting word because it referred to goodness and to the best of the goodness. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that al-birr that is so high on the top of Iman, the highest level of Iman, قال حسن الخلق, is good manners. Can you believe? يعني the highest level of Iman is to possess good manners. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن صاحب حسن الخلق ليدرك درجة الصائم القائم. That the one who possesses good manners will be in the level of the one who constantly pray, constantly fasting. Every night he makes prayer and every day is fasting. You see how far this will go in Jannah, how high in his Iman. That's also the person of good manners. Type, are they equal? No. Because the one with good manners, no doubt, he also fasts. He also prays sometimes. So that means he will go higher than the other person. Because his husn al-khuluq raise you very, very high. Husn al-khuluq, good manners. في تعريف جميل للعلماء يقولون هي هيئة راسخة في النفس تصدر عنها الأفعال بسهولة ويسر. They say, it is an attitude. Good manners is an attitude. It is something natural. It is something easy on you. So it's not hard to be nice. It's not hard to be gentle, to be courteous. It's not hard to, that husn al-khuluq, you perfect your manners when you reach that level, when you reach that level, where things become smooth. قال حاك في صدرك. Ithim, the opposite of birr, which is all bad things. What haka, الحياكه, معناه التردد. حاكه يعني تردد. Anybody knows word haka in Arabic language? Another word for الحياكه, خياطه, which is sewing. We call this حياكه. حياكه, حياكه. طيب, حياكه, it is something unsettled, ups and downs. طيب, why sewing we call it that way? قالوا لأن الخائط, المخيط, يطلع ينزل, يطلع ينزل, يتردد, ما هو مستقر. Because the when you sewing is about this, you go like this and you go in and out, so it's not settled. That's why the Arab call it حياكه, because it is comes, the root of the word comes from the التردد, which is unstable. So it is something make your heart unstable. Something doesn't settle, doesn't make you feel comfortable. Okay? أيضا يقولون, it means something you don't do it easily and smoothly. Okay? So this is the words of the hadith. So the hadith talking about what is al-birr and what is al-ithm. He mentioned al-birr comes in good manners, and al-ithm, evil, it is what is not comfortable in your heart and which you also don't want people to see and see you doing it. This hadith, as al-Manawi rahimahullah, قال من جوامع الكلم. Great deal of meanings in few words. Because al-birr is a very general term. حسن الخلق is a very general term. Al-ithm is a very general term. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined these general terms in a very easy way to be recognized. This hadith shows you the importance of حسن الخلق. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was said, what's al-birr? Al-birr, the highest level of iman. He said, good manners. هذا مو معناه انه يساويه معناه انه اهم عنصر من عناصر الايمان. It means that حسن الخلق, good manners, is the most clear manifestation of faith. It means it's the most important thing that represent high level of iman. كقولنا الحج عرفة. Like when you say al-hajj is standing in Arafah. طيب حج is more than standing in Arafah or not? More. We do way more than standing in Arafah. And it's important. But because Arafah is the most important pillars in Hajj, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Hajj is Arafah. Because it's the most important pillar. طيب حسن الخلق is one of the most important pillars of iman. One of the most important thing to do in order for you to reach al-birr. You cannot reach al-birr without, which is the highest level of faith and iman and taqwa, without husn al-khuluq. Also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deen al-nasiha. Ad-deen is al-nasiha, al-nasiha, advising. And advising is a very important part of our religion. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. I was sent to complete and to perfect your good manners. So that means, Yunus, so that means the Prophet said, the purpose of me being sent to you, the Prophet I'm saying, is because I want to make sure that you perfect your manners. So the goal of Islam is to make sure that we have perfect manners. لما أبو ذر رضي الله عنه أرضاه heard that Muhammad sallam claimed that he's a prophet in Mecca. He said to his brother, go check him out first. اركب إلي, ride your ride and go there to make a noise. Write to him and listen to him and come back to me and tell me what he's saying. He said, Ajib ya akhi. It's very interesting. When he came back, he told Abu Dhar about the Prophet. What did he say? قَرَّأَيْتُهُ يَأْمُرُ بِمَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. When he came back, he said, what did you see? He said, I saw a man ordering people to possess the best of manners. He ordering people to treat people good. He ordering people to have good manners. He summarized the Prophet ﷺ's da'wah with this. And if you look at when Hiraqil asked about the Prophet ﷺ, what in Nabi ﷺ calling you for when he asked Abu Sufyan? And Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, when he said to Ja'far, what Muhammad ﷺ is about? What is his message about? In both incidents, the king of the Romans and the king of Abyssinia, the answers was from the Muslim, which was Ja'far, and the non-Muslim at that time, Abu Sufyan, both said, and the Nabi sallam, يَأْمُرُنَا بِمَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. He ordering us to have good manners, and they give example, to be good to the neighbor, good to the parents, you know, good to those who are, to the orphan. And all of the mentioned things shows you how the Prophet sallam was very, and this message and this religion is all about having good manners. Al-Birr, al-Ulama rahimahumullah said, it is the combination of Iman and Islam together. Al-Iman always referred to the article of faith. Al-Islam always referred to the actions. صح? Al-Islam, Bunya al-Islamu, Khalid. Can you leave this alone, please? Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam is based on five. What are they? What are the pillars of Islam? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Very good prayer. No, that's iman. So you said the right thing first. Prayer. And what? And what? No, Islam. We have five pillars. We have la ilaha illallah, and you have salah. What else? Fasting. Very good. What else? Zakah. Very good. And the last one? Last one? Hajj. Excellent. So Hajj. So you have five. These are the pillars of Islam. Our actions. But what about iman? Faith. Hold on, not you. Yunus. To believe in Allah. And what else? His brother can help him. Zubi. You believe in Allah and you believe in the books and messengers. Day of Judgment. Yeah, that's Day of Judgment. What else? Angels and Al-Qadr, the predestiny. Okay? That everything already preordained and written. So, the good and the bad of it. So, all this belief, huh? Listen to what Allah said about al-birr.
وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ
البر, to believe in Allah on the Day of Judgment, the angels, the books, and the prophets.
وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ
Allah said after that, and the one who gives charity, the one who pray, the one who gives zakat, the one who fulfill the promises, the one who have sabr, patience, and the one who are truthful. They are the truthful and they are the muttaqeen, which is the highest level of iman. So it shows you al-birr is all this, the combination of the belief of the heart, the action of the heart, like a sabr or sidq, and the action of the money, by giving the money, making salah. So that shows you that al-Iman and al-Islam, put them together, that's what al-Birr. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ يعني لَن تَنَالُوا أَعْظَمَ دَرَجَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ You will not receive and achieve and reach to the highest level of Iman until you give from what you love the most. If you love the most gold, you give. Money, you give. And so forth. If you love your parents, you can give me away.
حسن الخلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that's البر.
لا إله إلا الله.
أعظم ما يدخل الناس الجنة. The thing that will enter people the most paradise is good manners. أثقل شيء في الميزان, the heaviest in your scale on the Day of Judgment. حسن الخلق is a combination of the action of the hearts, the limbs. حسن الخلق has to do with Allah, to have a good manners with Allah, have a good manners with your religion, good manners with people, good manners with the creation, good manners with even animals.
يعني سفيان الثوري رحمه الله قال ما ينبغي أن يقال للكلب يا ابن الكلب على سبيل السب. يعني سفيان رحمه الله said you don't say to the dog oh son of a dog. Okay, if you intend that this is a curse or a bad word. You see, even with animals, you treat them well. And كيف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم have made this beautiful example. He said, البر is good manners. And good manners goes all the way to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Islam without good manners. And there is no Jannah without good manners. As al-Islam wal-bir wal-Jannah levels, good manners also levels. The more you rise in your manners, the more you rise in Jannah. The more you rise in your Iman. It's all the same level, the same concept. It's levels, so that's why the more you increase your Iman, the more you go higher in Jannah. The more you increase your Husnul Khuluq, the more your Iman higher, the more your level in Jannah will be higher. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna fil jannati, inna fi a'la al jannah, in the top of the Jannah, there is a house for those who perfect their manners. Fi a'la al jannah bayt liman hasuna khuluqu. And it's interesting, okay, how in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made these two connected together, faith and good manners. It's to make sure that we don't have that separation in our life, that you might have taqwa, tsalli, tsum, ta'bud Allah, you mashallah, very good in salat, but you're willing to cheat, you're willing to lie, you're willing to hurt, you're not treating people well. شوف مثل just one example. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر والبر يهدي إلى الجنة. Truthfulness lead to righteousness and righteousness lead to Jannah. والكذب lying, be careful, lying lead to الفجور. الفجور it means disobedience, and disobedience lead to hellfire. خياركم, the best among you in their iman, in their faith, the best among you are the best to their family. خياركم خياركم لأهله. أيضا من فوائد الحديث أن الحديث دل على أن الإثم علامتين أو علامتان, علامة داخلية وعلامة خارجية. It shows you that evil deeds, there is two signs you can recognize them. You can recognize the sins with them. One inside and one outside. The inside has to do with your heart. You don't feel comfortable with it. حَكَ فِي صَدْرِ. You feel, you know what, this is not right. You know, I'm not supposed to be doing this. That's wrong. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be watching this. I'm not supposed to be doing that. That's just not correct. And the outwardly one is that you don't want anybody seeing you watching this. You don't want people seeing you doing this. You don't want to be seen holding that, drinking this, smoking that, making that money. Okay? You don't want people to see you in that place. You don't want. Why? Because you feel that this is wrong and people should not see you doing the wrong thing. These two signs, قد تجتمعان, لكن لا يلزم أن يجتمع جميعا. By the way, these two signs, it doesn't mean that both have to be exist to make things haram or wrong. You might, you know, don't have anything inside, but you don't want people to see you. Or you don't care about people. There is a lot of people, you know, the American way of life, who cares? They don't care if people see them. But inside their heart, they don't feel comfortable about it. Okay? So, it doesn't need, both of them has to be exist. Most likely they will. But one of them is enough. And this important point as well. Al-asl, the default, that we recognize haram by Quran and Sunnah, not by your feeling. We don't recognize the haram by, you know, how I feel or what people think about it. No. And that's what Ibn Hazm didn't get in this hadith. Ibn Hazm thought that he said, Ibn Hazm, al-haram recognized by the Quran and Sunnah, not by what people think or what you feel. So Ibn Hazm denied this hadith, by the way. He rejected the hadith because of this. But what Ibn Hazm didn't understand, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't mean that. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was referring to ma kana fi hal at-taraddud. Yani you don't have clear evidence. You're confused. It's not a clear cut. You have something telling you and have evidence, it's okay to do it. It's not haram. But you have other basically thing telling you, no, it's haram, it's not allowed. فَهَذَا فِي حَالِ التَّرَدُّ. When you are confused and you have, you know, conflict, one of the way to resolve this conflict is to look, do you feel comfortable inside your heart about it? Are you comfortable that people can see you doing it? If not, you should know that this is haram. Because sometimes we try to justify things for ourselves. So that's hadith comes to see, to show you if this justification is a just justification or not. Is that clear? Al-haq nur wuduh laysa sirr wala khafa. Truth is born in light. Truth has to be clear. Truth cannot be hide. Truth cannot be in the darkness. And that's very important. The nature of dark, secretive things, that's the nature of sins. It cannot be the nature of good deeds. That's why in Islam, marriage has to be born in light. Marriage had to start in public. We don't have in Islam khadan fi zawaj, which it means secrecy. I don't marry someone in secret and nobody ever know about it. That's not right. You know, you don't in Islam, you don't have a relationship which is basically hidden in the dark. It has to be in the light. Also, the same thing when it comes to any form of work or da'wah or religious activity, there is no secrecy. There is no, like, you know, hidden and try to cover it. And no, be clear. That's why one of the things that is unfortunately upset me sometimes, when you see some of these da'wah groups and jama'at Islamiyah, they work for Islam or work for da'wah, they have all these secrecies and they have all this hiding stuff and you don't know exactly what their goal is. They will not even tell you who are their leaders. And they will hide the identity of their leaders. That's not correct. That shows you that there is something wrong with this kind of practice, Islam. We don't have this kind of basically organized. We're not a communist group. Especially if you live in peace. Especially if you live in a freedom. For instance, one of the things I always say, if you're going to build a relationship with, and I advise this to imams and community leaders and people who hear me around the world, especially in our countries, in our Western world, if you want to have a relationship also with, you know, a government, make sure that these relationships are done in the light, not in dark rooms, in secrecy. You know, everybody know that I meet with the police department to talk about things for the best interest of the community. I am very clear. I meet with the senators or with the president or with the king or whatever. You know, I don't have anything to hide. I'm very clear. That's what I do. Whenever you find that person not want anybody to see it, you know, secrecies and all this kind of things, you know that there is a question mark about this. هذا الحديث في فائدة جميلة. One of the beautiful points of this hadith shows you the importance of having healthy heart filled with iman. Can anybody tell me from where we got this? This hadith shows you the importance of having a healthy heart that filled with iman. حَكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ. You will not feel comfortable about it in your heart. The ithm, your heart will not feel right about it. You will not feel comfortable about it. If you have a corrupt heart, it will never hurt you. It will never bother you. If your heart is so corrupt, it will never actually bother you. But it's only the heart that has iman will feel uncomfortable with the sins. Is the only the heart that full of taqwa that it will feel so uncomfortable with this. Leish, have you ever had a wound? A wound. If you have an open wound and you touch it, what happened to you, Yusuf? You have an open wound and you touch it. Hurts. You put alcohol in it. Sting. But if it's dead, and it's already closed on its dead wound, when you touch it, hurts? No. That's exactly your heart. If you have a dead heart, even if you do major sins, it will not hurt you. You will not feel anything. But if you have a heart that have life, there is life in it, oh, astaghfirullah. Today, I should have not said that. I don't think this is the right thing to say. I don't think I should have signed that contract. I should have not borrowed that money. I shouldn't spend that money this way. I shouldn't treat him that way. هذا الدليل. This also shows you one more thing, one more benefit. العلم وحده لا يكفي للعصمة من الوقوع في الحرام. لابد من التقوى. Knowledge is not enough by itself to protect you from falling into haram. You also need taqwa. You need the fear of Allah. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you confuse and aftak and nas wa aftok, people give you fatwa left and right and all contradicting, he said, look at your heart, how comfortable you are. So one of the way that protect you is your taqwa, your iman. It's not only the ilm, because ilm without taqwa do not help much. ولذلك العلماء رحمه الله قالوا في الفتوى تسأل من الأتقى مو بالأعلم. العلماء رحمه الله said, when you want to have fatwa, look at for the most righteous one, not the most knowledgeable. They said actually الأتقى. Some said الأعلم, but the majority said الأتقى. Why? قالوا أن التقي يمنعه علمه من الهوى, تقواه من الهوى. Because the one of taqwa, it will prevent him from following his desire. Wallahi, Muhammad, tell me, mashallah, you know, or doctor, you know, tell me, hey, what's the rule on this? And I said to myself, you know what, this guy gave me a lot of free stuff. You know, he gave me this, he gave me that. Your taqwa, was, it doesn't matter. I'll say what's the right thing. Because I care about your akhirah, because my akhirah. Because ilm is not the only way can prevent you from doing the wrong thing. A lot of us, we do haram things while we know it's haram. So it's not the lack of ilm. It's the lack of determination, the lack of irada, the lack of taqwa that would prevent us. The hadith speaks about husn al-khuluq and the importance of husn al-khuluq. إذا جاءك الأذان أذن.
الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Good manners, some of it are natural, and some of it are something that you earn. And I mean by natural, some people are born with it. يعني ما شاء الله, there is people, يعني أعصابهم في ثلاجة. They are so cool, they never get mad, they never get angry, they so kick back, they so relax. You know, no matter what happened, خير إن شاء الله, no problem. So easy, bad it. And there is other people, no, they are very, mashallah, hot temper. A struggle for them to control their anger. Some people, they are, mashallah, they don't need any effort to give. By nature, subhanAllah, and I see my kids, some of my kids, they are like 3 years old, 2 years old. I'm not sure you kids seen your kids as well. Some of the kids, they give, they share. And some, يعني, you pull their teeth and you don't give, take from something from them. It is part of their, who they are. But the good news is, all this can change. When Al-Ashaj ibn Abd Qais, he said, Ya Rasulullah, these two qualities that I possess or I have, جَبَلَنِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا, is it something Allah يعني created me with them, أو تَخَلَّقْتُ بِهَا, I earned them. He said, بَلْ جَبَلَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا, you're born like this, with these two qualities, which is الْحِلْمُ وَالْأَنَا, forbearing and patient, and not to rush. You take your time. And the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood. But also, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إنما العلم بالتعلم والحلم بالتحلم ومن يتصبر يصبره الله. علم is earned by learning. حلم, forbearing. And صبر, patient, comes also by practice. Question, are you born knowledgeable? No, you need to train yourself to acquire knowledge. Same thing, you're not gonna be patient right away. You're not gonna have forbearing. You're not gonna be able to control yourself right away. You need to practice. So that shows you that manners is something earned. Earn and basically what help you to develop your character traits are number one, home. First, school. Number two, school. Your school where you study, where you spend. Friends. What else? Society. Community. Okay? What you watch. All this basically will influence you. We wonder why our kids use bad words. Why our kids like think the tough is a good thing. Because what they watch on TV. That's what it is. طيب. Also, when it comes to the manners, manners, good manners, appear on the time of difficulty. Like what? When you are angry. When you are in high level. يعني don't tell me you're so down to earth, mashallah. Yeah, لأنك صعلوك لا مال لك ولا جاه لك. You're so down to earth and with everybody because you're nobody. You know, you have no money, you have no position, you have no title, you have no wealth, you have no status. That's why you are nice to everybody. That you are always around. But you want to see really when Allah give you so much wealth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you great good title. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you an important person in society. Now we want to see. Are we going to see you in the masjid? Are we going to see you with us? Or are you going to act differently? You're mashallah, generous. Now, believe it or not, there is people generous when they don't have much money. But when they have so much money, generosity disappears. And I will never forget when I was young, the man that my friend calculated his zakat in our neighborhood, in our musalla, in Masjidna, when I was in high school. His zakat was 41 million riyals. Your zakatik 41 million riyal. He said, are you crazy? You think I'm going to just give like this 41 million riyals? Do you think I got this money in the street? I work hard. No. Recalculate it. It's hard. It's not easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us thabat if we've been put in such position. You say it now because you don't know what 40 million means. You never had it in your hand. Not everybody succeed. Some of us, alhamdulillah, had nothing and now had a lot and he gives. Thank Allah for this because not everybody like that. And I'm sure in your life have seen that. Some people have a good manners with stranger, but not with the family members. Some people so truthful and generous with family members, but rude to strangers. Fair and just with their family, but not with other than family. استمع إلى ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي هريرة. هذه الوصية أصبحت يعني this hadith became so famous and became something that العلماء رحمه الله write in their books generation after generation. قال يا أبا هريرة عليك بحسن الخلق possess good manners. قال يا رسول الله وما حسن الخلق. What's the real meaning of having a good manners? قال أن تصل من قطعك وتعطي من حرمك وتعفو عمن ظلمك. He said to give those who refused to give you before. When you're in need and they didn't give you, you give them. وتعفو عمن ظلمك. The one who have done wrong to you, you forgive them. وَتَصِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. You reach out to those who cut you off. يا سلام. في البيهقي. Good manners, it starts from the heart. then it appears in your tongue and in your actions. It appears in your way of life. في عباداتك البدنية والمالية والقلبية. In all your deeds. The good deeds that you do with your money, with your body, with your heart. حسن الخلق appear in it. By the way, حسن الخلق also, what many things about حسن الخلق, appear in the most simple format that all of us can have it. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what's حسن الخلق? What's good manners? It's not a complicated thing and a big thing. لا. قال حسن الخلق قال البر شيء هين. Easy. وجه طليق ولسان وإيش وقال وجه طليق وكلام لين. He said البر or حسن الخلق here. He said it's easy. A smiley face and a soft words. Just soft talk. You talk softly and you have a nice smile. And Ibn al-Mubarak قال بسط الوجه to smile. وبذل المعروف to give. وكف الأذى you don't harm. In حسن الخلق and good manners, we have to be sincere. We cannot do it for the sake of dunya. يعني ما شاء الله. When he first met the lady, okay, he shows her the best just because he want to marry her. And after they get married, she see the rest. You know? Yeah, that's not right. You know, you should do this. You do what you do for the sake of Allah. MashaAllah, he wants money from you to borrow your money. He will do everything. Yeah, and even he will kiss your hand to give him the money. But when you want your money back, you even kiss his yani to get your money back. Okay? You don't get anything out of him. He became rude, he can, you know, don't see you. It is because no ikhlas. You know, al ikhlas fi husn al khuluq, it means I'm good to you and you're good to me. No. I'm good to you because that's what Allah wants. I'm doing it for Allah, not for you. I'm not doing it for you so you can thank me or recognize me. I'm doing it because it's the right. That's what ikhlas means, sincerity. Good manners recognized by the sharia. Islam said that's a good manner. Also recognized by culture. If culturally we consider this nice way of talking, it's a nice way of talking. And that can be different from one another, from one place to another. I always give this example. When I first start speaking English, I start speaking or learning English the way I think in Arabic. But the culture in English is different than the culture in Arabic. Yani, for example, in Arabic, when I say, give me something, I don't say, لو سمحت من فضلك أعطني مدري إيش. صارت هذه خطاب. يعني شيء في رسمية زائدة عن اللزوم. لا شكرا لو س. You know, when we speak in Arabic, we don't say, please give me this. It's very formal. Oh no, thank you. We don't speak like that. We just say, give me this. It's not rude in Arabic language. It is the tone of your voice. It's very, or you say, no, I don't want. But in English, it's so rude to say no. I still remember when I used to say, no, can you say thank you? Okay. And I feel like, because in Arabic, that's a very formal. And when it becomes so formal, it means there is a distance between us. But in English, that's not a good manner. Because every language comes with its what? Culture. Okay? Also, some of them, بالفطرة. يعني naturally, you know, even hadith or culture, you know that this right and this wrong. So, this is also something to remember. One of the benefits of the hadith, أن المؤمن يكره أن يطلع الناس على آثامه, that the believer doesn't like his sins to be exposed. The true believer will be very worried that his sins to be seen by people. As for al-fajr, the person who have no iman or a'udhu billah, bad Muslim, he doesn't care. You see it, you don't see it. Actually, some of them, a'udhu billah, expose their sins. They put their sins on social media without even thinking twice about it. When you see, subhanAllah, a Muslim, yani, in nightclub posting his pictures or going to a gambling place and proudly posting it or drinking alcohol, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another hadith, hadith Wasib ibn Ma'bad. He said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you came to ask me about al-birr, didn't you? He said, yes. Even though he never told the Prophet. قال استفت قلبك فالبر مطمئنة إليه النفس والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك. He said, البر, it is the thing that you feel comfortable doing. And al-ithm, when you feel very uncomfortable with it. This hadith established a concept in Islam, it's called al-wara'. Have you heard this word before, al-wara'? Al-wara', it means to leave. Something that is not haram, that's not haram, just because it brings you near to the haram. Just because you're worried that can open the door for later on down in the road, you can fall into the haram. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وخير دينكم الورع. The best of your religion is to have ورع, تقوى, to avoid, to always try your best to be in the safe side. And that's important attitude to have as a Muslim. يا أبا هريرة كن ورعا تكن أعبد الناس. If you have ورع, taqwa, you fear sin, and you avoid the thing that is controversial, you avoid the gray area, you will be the most righteous person. وَكُنْ قَنِعًا تَكُنْ أَشْكَرَ النَّاسِ. يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ, be content with what Allah has given you, you will be the most grateful and thankful. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبَّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. يَا سَلَامُ. Love for people what you love for yourself, you will be a believer. وَأَحْسِنْ جِوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَكْ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And be good to your neighbor, you will be the best Muslim. وَأَقِلَّ الضَّحِكْ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكْ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. And reduce the amount of laughing, because laughing too much lead to a dead heart. Habib ibn Abi Thabit said, لا يعجبكم كثرة صلاة امرئ وصيامه انظروا إلى ورعه فإن كان ورعا مع ما رزقه الله من العبادة فهو عبد لله حقا. Don't look only to the salah and the siyam of the person. Look at their ورع. Allah, يعني أنا, I've seen people, mashallah, they make qiyam al-layl, they fast. Every Ramadan, the whole Ramadan in Mecca. I know people I've seen in my life. But when it comes to money, wallah yaklik wa ka'annu assalamu alaykum. He will eat you and take your money and give you yani a very unfair deals, and he will not have a problem at all. He is a Ramadan, Allahumma Allahumma, and smack sujood, and your money is wasted by him, or he doesn't give you your money back. They have no wara', no khawf in Allah. That doesn't work. You see how the people have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's, or the avoid the thing that are controversial, just to make sure that they are on the safe side. And these are some of the benefits from this hadith that I could think of. And if anybody has a question or add point before we pray, or we can, inshallah, start the prayer.